Welcome back to Mindfulness Man. I want to talk about doubt. And with that, where should we be feeling the breath? Many meditators get confused about where they should be following the breath. Some teachers say the abdomen. Some, the place in which it is most vivid, and others, the nostrils. But there really isn't a right and wrong. They all bring results. People can get quite dogmatic, but the Buddha's teaching on mindfulness concerning breathing really is quite ambiguous. And myself, having tried all of the areas, including the whole body, I can tell you firsthand, they all work, and it's really down to what you prefer. The advantage of the abdomen is that being a large area, it's easy to feel the breath there. The downside, though, is the mind can wander easier. It won't get as concentrated as, say, when you use the nostrils. And feeling the breath in the whole body is a great practice. So is feeling the breath at the most vivid point. So I would say try all of them and see what works best for you. But then settle the majority of your practice on one method. It's fine to experiment and try other areas of feeling the breath. I, for instance, I mostly feel the breath at the nostrils. I feel this draws me deeper into a meditative state than anywhere else does. I do, from time to time, use the whole body as my point of reference. And I think doing this occasionally brings me benefit, especially when I start transitioning more from the concentration practice to vipassana, which is what mindfulness really is. It's more important to just sit and meditate than where you're feeling the breath. And doubt, thinking, oh, should I be feeling it here? Should I be feeling it there? That's a great hindrance that will get in the way of your meditation. If you're sitting down and feeling your breath, you are doing it right. It's really that simple. As we progress and we're able to stay present, we can drop the breath as being an exclusive object and be aware of whatever arises from moment to moment. If we try doing this too early, though, and we try to just sit and move into what's called choiceless awareness, which is basically just feeling and seeing whatever's arising, we can very easily get lost. So we need to develop some concentration to stabilize the mind. So when it comes to letting go of the breath, we are quite well established in mindfulness. And the breath, for many reasons, is simply a great training vehicle. The aspiration for mindfulness is to be awake to all rising, arising, and passing phenomena. So the last couple of meditations we've done have been more geared to the whole body. But I'd like to now get back to working with the breath at the nostrils. This can be anywhere on the top of your front lip, if you feel the breath there. It can be the tips of your nose. Anywhere really where you're feeling the movement of breath in a small area. And we don't follow the breath up, in and out, in and out. We stay like a gatekeeper and we let the breath pass that point. So let's now sit. And if during this period, whilst we're working with the breath at the nostrils, you do find it too difficult, transfer my instruction to the place which you can feel the breath. Okay. So close your eyes. And come into an upright seated posture. Not too tense. Relaxed, but upright. And place your attention on the top of your head. And feel whatever you can feel there. And then let your attention slowly cascade down the forehead, into the eyes, nose and cheeks, unclenching your jaw if it's clenched, and moving all the way down your body. And if you find any points that are asking for attention, place your awareness there, watching the horizon and passing away of any sensations. And work your way all the way down your thighs. Shins, the tops of your feet and your soles. And now come all the way up the back of the body. Until you reach the top of your head again. And then, with a relaxed attention, patiently wait at the nostrils until you feel the breath coming in and out. And trying, if you can, to remain with the breath all the way in at the pause at the top of the breath, then all the way out at the pause at the bottom of the breath. And then repeat the process all over again. Feeling this gentle, subtle vibration of air passing your chosen point. Not forcing the breath or trying to make it stronger. However the breath, the breathing is right now, that is perfect. If it's very fine and subtle, then we lower our attention to meet it. A subtle breath demands more concentration, which brings a deeper focus. Easy breath. There's no struggle. No fight, no pushing, no pulling. Just letting the breath breathe itself. Your job is just to watch it like the gatekeeper. We don't follow it in and out. We become sensitive to this subtle vibration at one point. And when your mind wanders, don't worry. Just put that energy back onto the breath. Even if it's one breath and then you're lost, no problem. So with that in mind, we're just here for this breath that's happening now. And then the next one. This breath, which sustains the life of this body, really deserves this attention. feeling the soothing peace that comes with watching this gentle flow. That's in perfect rhythm with the heartbeat of the universe. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes. And when you do, to really see. To see without adding labels. Just to see, as if for the first time. Sight is strongest of our senses, and we miss so much. Learn to see. When you do, you'll see that everything is sacred. So open your eyes. And go about the rest of your day in peace. May you be well and happy. May you be safe and protected. And may you be free. If you'd like to ask me any questions or speak to me, you can get me at mindfulness_man@Twitter. Or you can catch me on Instagram. That's mindfulnessman, instagram.com/mindfulnessman. Have a great day.